Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Australia dan Belanda, pendengar, akan mengambil tindakan hukum terhadap Federasi Rusia atas jatuhnya pesawat Malaysia Airlines MH17. Langkah ini dipandang sebagai eskalasi dari penyelidikan yang dipimpin oleh Belanda yang mana menuduh tanggung jawab perorangan atas serangan tersebut. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon. Australia dan Belanda melancarkan tindakan hukum terhadap Federasi Rusia atas jatuhnya penerbangan Malaysia Airlines MH17 pada tahun 2014. Pesawat Boeing 777 sedang melakukan penerbangan dari Amsterdam ke Kuala Lumpur pada tanggal 14 Juli ketika ditembak jatuh di atas Ukraina Timur oleh apa yang disebut jaksa penuntut sebagai rudal udara Buk yang ditembakkan oleh pemberontak pro-Rusia. Kesemua 298 orang di dalamnya termasuk 38 warga Australia tewas. Menteri Luar Negeri Marisa Payne mengumumkan langkah tersebut pada Senin malam, 14 Maret lalu.
We are announcing that we have initiated legal proceedings against the Russian Federation in the International Civil Aviation Organization for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in 2014. This is an important step in the fight for truth, justice and accountability for all of the victims of MH17, including the 38 who called Australia home.
Proses hukum sedang dilakukan melalui Organisasi Penerbangan Sipil Internasional, sebuah badan khusus dari PBB. Baik Australia maupun Belanda menyatakan bahwa Rusia bertanggung jawab atas serangan tersebut di bawah hukum internasional. Rusia menyangkal pertanggungjawaban. Direktur Program Urusan Internasional dan Keamanan dari Australia Institute, Alan Bim, mengatakan semua negara memiliki kewajiban yang harus ditegakkan di bawah hukum internasional.
Now, in the case of this particular action, the Netherlands and Australia are saying to Russia, look, you've got to observe all the rules too. And that is why it's very important for us to take this matter to the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal to get the matter heard and to have some action taken that would ensure that Russia both meets its obligations with respect to that Malaysia Airlines flight, but more importantly, observes all the rules so that it never happens again.
Tindakan hukum yang diambil oleh Australia dan Belanda ini berbeda dari penuntutan tim investigasi gabungan Belanda atau JIT atas 4 orang, yakni 1 orang Ukraina dan 3 orang Rusia yang diduga bertanggung jawab secara pidana. Langkah ini menyasar negara Rusia, bukan individu-individu itu sendiri. Daniel Flitton, editor dari Interpreter di Law Institute dan mantan analisis intelijen, mengatakan bahwa Australia telah lama ingin melihat keadilan bagi para korban.
What clearly the case here is that this is also now part of a pressure tactic on Russia in terms of what's happening with the Ukraine itself. Russia stopped negotiations with Australia and Dutch investigators some 18 months or so back, and that was partly because Russia was hiding behind its own sovereignty in terms of saying that they didn't recognise the jurisdiction of the investigation, and they've also claimed that they didn't have anything to do with it. That's that same notion of sovereignty which Russia is no longer respecting with regard to the Ukraine at the moment. So it's in a sense bitterly ironic.
Alan Beam dari Australia Institute mengatakan, kini ada beberapa langkah yang akan diambil dalam kasus tersebut.
There is a procedure which is set out in the agreement under which countries operate under ICAO, as it's called. And this will now go through a set of hearings. These are important things because matters of fact will have to be re-established. They've already been through the courts in the Netherlands, but they're going to have to be re-established to the satisfaction of ICAO. And then in the ICAO itself, a panel will consider all of these facts and come to a determination.
Diharapkan pendengar, tindakan hukum yang diperbarui ini dapat membawa Rusia kembali ke meja perundingan untuk langkah reparasi. Rusia menarik diri dari pembicaraan terkait MH17 pada Oktober 2020. Jaksa Agung Michaela Cash mengatakan negosiasi dengan Rusia telah terhenti meskipun berbagai upaya telah dilakukan.
We therefore call upon the International Civil Aviation Organization as the sole body that has jurisdiction to deal with this matter to fulfill its mandate and hold Russia to account for its egregious actions in downing flight MH17 and the tragic loss of life that has entailed.
Sementara itu, Senator Payne mengatakan bahwa setiap langkah yang memungkinkan akan ditelusuri.
Russia has to date refused to acknowledge and take responsibility for its clear role in this horrific incident. We have always said that all legal options were on the table. After Australia and the Netherlands resolved in 2018 that Russia had responsibility for the downing of flight MH17, we pursued trilateral negotiations in good faith with Russia in an attempt to reach an outcome. Russia has refused to return to those negotiations despite our repeated requests.
Ketika ditanya terkait masalah ini, berikut pernyataan dari Menteri Luar Negeri Belanda, Wiebke Hoekstra.
At the moment, we cannot rule anything out, but we want to continue with the criminal justice route. We want to continue with the route via the European Court of Human Rights. And we also want to continue with the route via the International Civil Aviation Organization, because we think that's potentially also a promising route.
Sementara itu, Mr. Beam mengatakan, meskipun terlalu sulit untuk meramalkan masa depan, dirinya yakin tidak mungkin Rusia akan mengakui tanggung jawab atau menindaklanjuti dengan kompensasi.
Nonetheless, this is a very important thing for Australia and the Netherlands to do, because we are asserting that these kinds of international rules lie at the heart of how countries should deal with each other, and they lie at the heart of how our citizens remain safe when they're moving from one part of the world to another. You know, we have to have that level of confidence that you can go from Kuala Lumpur through to London and that you can get from one place to the other safely.
Rangkuman tadi pendengar disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News dan diproduksi oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.